Google says it will appeal a record $5 billion fine from the European Union. The fine was announced today. Here is EU competition chief Margaret Vestager.
Google has used Android as a vehicle to cement its dominance as a search engine. These practices, they have denied rivals a chance to innovate and to compete on the merits.
Android is the operating system software on more than 80% of smartphones in the world. Claire Sebastian is correspondent for CNN Money. She joins us from New York. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jeremy.
So this is the biggest fine that the EU has ever imposed on a company for anti-competitive behavior. It accounts for about 40% of Google's profit from last year. What is this fine for?
Well, Jeremy, the EU says that Google has done a number of things wrong here. The first one is that they required, according to the EU, manufacturers who use Android to pre-install Google apps. That was, they say, a condition for them getting a free license to run Google Play, which is the Google App Store. The second thing they say is that Google allegedly paid manufacturers, certain manufacturers, to make sure that only its own apps, things like Gmail, Google, the search and browser, YouTube, were installed on their phone. And it also says that they obstructed the development of competing mobile operating systems. That's something that, of course, they say could have benefited consumers. So basically, the overarching theme is that they used their very popular Android operating system, which is provided for free to manufacturers, to give themselves what the EU sees as an unfair advantage in terms of their other services, search, email, YouTube, all of those kinds of things.
Unfair, for sure. I wonder, though, about it being illegal. I guess it is.
Well, this is what the EU is saying, that this violates their competition law.
So aside from the penalty, the $5 billion, the EU also wants Google to make some changes to how it structures deals with phone manufacturers. What are those changes, and are they just going to apply to phones in Europe?
Right. So in theory, just to the EU, but these changes that the EU wants Google to make are by far the most impactful part of this decision today. The fine they can weather despite its size. And the reason is that this could actually change their business model fundamentally. Right now, as I said, Google provides Android for free to manufacturers and they can get a license to run Google Play and then they pre-install the apps as a condition, according to the EU. But in a blog post today, Google CEO Sundar Pichai hinted that while they don't charge for Android now, that could change in the future, and that would fundamentally change the entire business model around Android.
I feel like every few months we hear a story about EU regulators going after one of the big American tech companies and fining them, perhaps. Does this put pressure on American regulators to do the same thing here in this country?
Well, you know, there are those calling today for U.S. regulators to take action. One example is Yelp, which put out a statement today. They welcomed the EU decision, and they said that the U.S. regulators should do the same to protect U.S. customers. There's another non-profit group called Consumer Watchdog, Jeremy, which said the same. They called on the FTC and the DOJ to act. I think the big question is whether or not this administration will. They have a mixed record when it comes to antitrust law, and perhaps for political reasons, they might not want to hit an American company that's already under fire in Europe.
It's Claire Sebastian, correspondent for CNN Money, joining us from New York. Claire, thank you.
Thank you.